Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, Living with the Enemy. KEDO is the Korean Peninsula Energy Development Organization. Its mission? Build a nuclear power plant, one of the good kind, in an isolated site on the east coast of North Korea. Its authority? The agreed framework plan hammered out by negotiators during the Clinton years. That's Bill Clinton. Its personnel, a Japanese, 800 South Koreans, joining forces with North Koreans and even Ukrainian workers. One American. Richard Sekhon, Pittsburgh-born and educated, PhD, but for 14 years a resident of South Korea. In 1 year, the one described above, and the one from which this book came, in North Korea. Dr. Sekhon warns readers up front that ideas in his book may not be accepted by some. Though he is a conservative in most areas, he went to this assignment fully desiring to be open to whatever North Korea had. What he found was not what others have described, and therein lies the controversy. Now, there's no question about the poverty, the restrictions, even the paranoia of North Korea. Dr. Sekhon lets it all come through, but he seems to have found some things that aren't reported as much. For example, though North Koreans are nationalistic, they will open to a person who is honest and shows he is listening and caring. Another thing, North Koreans do listen to reason and will change when opposite sides are presented. And North Koreans may be taught to hate America, but not all of them listen to their masters. The author was able to forge friendships, not only with officials of the project, but ordinary citizens, many of whom welcomed him with open arms. I think you might like reading this book. It's not all technical, as you might expect, but in fact very personable. And you'll find yourself questioning Dr. Sekhon sometimes. Yes, was he only allowed to see a certain kind of North Korean? Is he being used for propaganda purposes? In fact, for the very writing of this book? All the beautiful pictures in the back are great, but where's the rest of North Korea? The weapons sites, the concentration camps, the skeleton-like bodies walking around half dead. And for one, I'm not denying all the negative. I'll keep reading about it, believing it, and reporting it, by God's grace, until this nightmare ends. But Dr. Sekhon has reminded us that even in the worst situations, there's something good to see and talk about. For that reason, this book was truly refreshing to me. North Korea, it's a beautiful place with beautiful people. Hey, when Christ comes in, sets men free, feeds the hungry, heals the sick, raises the dead, all the better. Let's keep praying toward that end. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more blogs, current North Korean news, many other resources. You can even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom, and land of morning calm.